Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. So good to have you with me once again. Amen. This is today's word. Glory to God. We missed our Wednesday. Amen. So we're given a word today. Amen. And this is the word that would have gone forth on Wednesday. We've been having a bit some difficulties, glory to God, but we're still coming anyhow, giving God the glory, giving him the honor, and giving him the praise, because he is the only one that is worthy of all of the glory, honor, and praise. I give glory to him today, amen, because he is my Lord and my Savior. He is my creator, amen, the lover of my soul. He is the one that controls all things in the earth, amen, and he has a plan for you, and he has a plan for I, amen, and we honor him today. Hallelujah. We give him glory and we give him honor. Today our topic is blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the merciful. Amen. Matthew chapter 5:7 says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Amen. This is a portion of the teaching that Jesus was doing. Amen. And we call them the Beatitudes, when the blessed are they. And scriptures, amen, the Beatitudes. These are the things we want to be. These are the things we aspire, amen, to become and to show forth into the earth, because not only do we need mercy from time to time, but so do our neighbors. Every human being on the face of the planet needs mercy. And I give God the glory and give him the praise, but because he is a merciful and a compassionate God, amen, he looked upon us and he saw our need, and he went, came through 40 and two generations to fix what was ailing us. Amen. That sin that took place in the garden on that day, that disobedience that changed the trajectory of all of creation, amen, it needed mercy, glory to God, because all at that point would sin, and all sin was worthy of death. Scripture says the wages of sin are death. But because of the mercy of God, the love of God, the compassion of God, he did not want us to stay in that condition. Oh, glory to God. He loved us so much. He had pity upon us. Amen. And his merciful, loving heart, amen, wrapped itself all about creation, all about humanity. Amen. And he changed our trajectory that day on the cross. Amen. Jesus took our, he took our penalty on that day on the cross. He took our penalty. Glory to God. He paid the wages that were due because of sin, because all sin is worthy of death. Amen. And he arose on the third day. Amen. And because he did, amen, we too can live. Amen. Because he did. Amen. We can have an abundance in our lives. Because he did, we can prosper in ways that others that don't know him cannot prosper. Because he did. Amen. No weapon that is formed against us can prosper. No weapon can prosper because he did. Because of his mercy and because of his love. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for life. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you have healed us and you have helped us and that you, Lord God, took our place. Oh, God, we thank you for your mercy, your love, and your kindness, and we give you all of the glory and all of the praise for all that you are and for all that you have done for us. Father, open our minds and our hearts to receive more, Lord God, from your spirit, to receive greater understanding of who you are and who we are and how we ought to show you to the earth. Show us, Lord God, how to be ambassadors after your own heart. Show us how to do it, Lord God, how to represent you in all that we say and all that we do. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are working on it, Lord, working on acknowledging you in all of our ways. Help us, Lord God. We need your help sometimes, Lord God, because sometimes our flesh rises up and we have to smack it back down so that we can see you and see what you would have. Oh, Lord God, you have given us so much of your glory, so much of your goodness. Father, help us, Lord God, to show forth your goodness into the earth, that all men might praise you, that all men might honor you, and that they see that you have saved our lives. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. God bless. Hallelujah, glory and honor to the Lord. Amen. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Amen. This word, merciful, is eleemon, and it means compassionate. It means to be compassionate. Amen. And as you know, I mean, we studied this word on our Wednesday words a few times. Makarios is the word for blessed, and it does mean happy or fortunate. Amen. So happy or fortunate are the compassionate. Amen. Happy and fortunate are the compassionate, for they shall receive. Amen. Compassion. That word for mercy is L-A-A-O. To be shown compassion or pity. Amen. The Lord showed us compassion. Amen. When he went to the cross in our stead. You hear me? In our stead. Amen. When he went in our stead, he showed compassion on us. Amen. And we're giving the Lord all of the glory and all of the honor today. Amen. Because he is worthy of the praise. He is worthy of the glory. He is worthy of our lives. He's worthy. Amen. The one who saved us and has given us such a gift. Amen. We ought to want to give back to him the glory that is due him. Oh, my God, I give you glory today. Hallelujah. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Amen. When we translate that from the Greek, amen, it is blessed are the compassionate, for they shall be shown compassion. The Merriam-Webster definition of compassion is the sympathetic consciousness of others' distress together with a desire to alleviate it. So not only are we being sympathetic to somebody else's trouble, but we want to help them. We want to alleviate the problem. That's what the Lord did. He saw our distress, and he came to alleviate it. Amen. And he's still doing it. Amen. We're saved to be saved. Amen. Jesus said he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundant. But yeah, I know I say that time and time again, but I love that scripture. I love that the Lord did so much so that we could have so much. Hallelujah. And he continues to do it even after he has saved our soul, even after we have received a salvation in our spirit. He continues to move in us. He continues to change our lives for the better. He continues to show us, amen, the difference between right and wrong, the difference between whole and sick. Glory to God. When we were in sick, we were in sin, we were sick, and we didn't even recognize it. My God, but we give glory and honor to the Lord because he is God and he is good. Amen. And this is one of the Beatitudes we're talking about today. Blessed are the merciful, or blessed are the compassionate, for they shall be shown mercy, or they shall obtain mercy, or they shall be shown compassion or pity. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hebrews 2 and 17 says, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in all things, in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Amen. That's what the Lord has done for us. Amen. And as ambassadors for Christ, amen, we want to also be merciful to those that are around them. I mean, to around us. Be merciful to our family and to our neighbors. Be merciful to those in our nation. And how do we display compassion? How do we display pity? Amen. When we see homeless person on the street. We may not be able to give them shelter, but we certainly can feed them today. Amen. When we see someone that is sad, we can ask them, can I pray for you? Amen. I know that God can lift you. And maybe sometimes it might just be a smile. Amen. But in the meantime, even in our secret place, we are interceding, amen, for those that oppose themselves, that they might receive the same salvation that we were offered. We're interceding for our family and our friends and for our nation, for our cities, that there be a great awakening in the midst of them, that they awake to the truth of the gospel, amen, that we are saved by faith, that we are, glory to God, that the Lord has taken, excuse me, he's taken our sin debt upon himself, and no longer are we in bondage of sin. Glory to God. And yes, every day we are learning, amen, amen. We're learning, amen, who he is each and every day. He showed us, but there's a better way, and that's what he showed us. There's a better way. Amen. And that's part of that mercy, part of that compassion, part of that pity that we ought to show others. Amen. That there is a better way. Amen. There's a new and living way. Amen. The word lets us know. Amen. There are so many right now that are suffering in their sin. There's so many that are sick. Amen. That need a word of compassion from those that know the Lord. Amen. The word says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So not only will those that you meet and those that you don't for, amen, receive mercy, but you will too, amen, in your time of need. Every human being on the face of the earth needs mercy at one time or another. Every human being needs compassion at one time or another. Amen. We are in a world that is bent on sin. And so sinful things are happening all around us, and everyone will not receive the Lord. The scriptures let us know that everybody's not going to receive him. But for as many as will, amen, we must show forth mercy to them also. We cannot hold this gift of God to ourselves. We have to pray, amen, and we have to be a witness for the Lord and letting those that are without hope know of the hope that is within us when they ask. And people do ask all the time, why are you so happy in this season? Amen. And we can tell them of the hope that is within us. Maybe you're wearing a shirt, amen, that says, be still and know that I am God. Amen. And they'll ask you, what is it about that? How do I be still and know that he is God? And you can tell them of the God that you serve. You can tell them of the hope that is within you. You can tell them of the good news of Jesus Christ, that we are no longer bound and there is a new and living way. Glory to God. We choose this way, glory to God, when it's time for the catching away or the rapture, as we call it, we'll be ready to go with them. Or when it's time for us to transition, amen, into the next life, into eternity, we'll be ready to go. Glory to God. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the compassionate, for they shall be shown compassion. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you today. Amen. Show somebody compassion today. Show somebody mercy. Or maybe it's you that needs some mercy today. Amen. Cry out before the Lord and ask him. Amen. And surely he will answer. Jeremiah said, amen, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. And from Jeremiah, I believe it's 33:3. Glory to God. The Lord will answer and he will show you mercy. And let me pray with you really quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are those that need mercy right now. Lord God, they have circumstances in their lives. Perhaps they're caught up, Lord God, under the enemy's influence, whatever it is. We're asking, Lord God, that you overshadow the works of the enemy. Right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we push back the darkness, Lord God, that the light of life may flood into their lives right now.
now in the name of Jesus. Father God, right every wrong, Lord God, and move everything, Lord, that is not like you so that they can see you and know that you are Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.